Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A year makes. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM. The Fan. Packers head to San Francisco for a chance at the trip to Miami that we've all been wondering for, in the second opportunity for one number 12 to get a chance at a Super Bowl ring. Welcome in. It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. I'm hoarse from yelling all night last night up at Lambeau. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show, was there last night, as well as Leroy Butler, Leap 36, who's joining us as well. And you can too, with your reaction to the Packers knocking off the Seattle Seahawks and heading themselves to San Francisco. For Gary, I don't know what the feeling was last night, but another revenge opportunity for this Packers team, because last time they walked out there and they got their butts whooped. So now you go out there for a 60-minute game and let the chips fall where they may, and they got a chance to go to take this thing to Miami.
Well, right. I mean, I think now that I know you were at the game last night.
Yeah, I drove up there with the folks, with the whole family was there. We had
the whole family?
My girlfriend, my sister and her boyfriend, and then my mom and my dad were all there.
Whoa!
Yeah, so we made a family excursion out of it. Family vacation to Lambeau.
Really?
Nothing better than that.
That's great, Billy. What time did you guys get up there?
We got up there about 12:30 and got home at about 12:30.
Yeah, I think Bill
that ride home was something different.
That ride home was no joke. I think Bill and I rolled in here about 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was nasty, and they hadn't plowed the roads. They hadn't done anything, and so it was nasty.
And you guys had to sit there for 3 hours and let it all sit.
Right.
I was able to get out of there right after the game and somewhat cruise. We took the back way over to Mason, go through the town, and then go on to 43. But you're right; those roads were not plowed.
So your dad knows the back roads there, huh?
Well, actually, I remembered it from going a WNFL route. Preseason game helped me out a little bit.
Oh, really? Look at you.
Took it right over to Bellevue and then rolled on out of there that way.
Yeah, look at you. See, now you know. So then you were there, so the crowd was absolutely... It was unlike any other game, regular season game this year.
100%.
The crowd was absolutely keyed up. I mean, it was unbelievable. And you can just feel... When you went in there, Bill and I left at 11 o'clock. We got in there about 1. Game didn't start till 5:40. So we there way.
Yep.
You could feel the buzz in around Lambeau Field. And then all of a sudden you see Lil Wayne. You know,
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, Rondo and them.
It was wild.
Right. You see, I mean, there were a lot of other, you know, I won't call them dignitaries, but people with a lot of money, more money than me, hanging around there. I mean, it was electric. I mean, it was a big deal. It was a big game. And what you kind of forget, see, and I'm jaded a little bit, I think I kind of forget how big of a deal the Green Bay Packers really are on a national level.
Sure. Because you're here every day,
on
you do the show,
scale.
Talk
yes.
to people from this area about
yes.
it all the time.
And I forget about that. I mean, the Packers have a huge following, and we did. I remember we went to Arizona one year. Our fans had more, we had more fans than the Cardinals did out there. I mean, we went to, you know, we would go play in Atlanta. We have more fans than the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, our fans travel well, but you just kind of forget the star power that the Packers actually attract. I mean, I walk in today, you got a great shirt on, 13-time world champions.
Yes, sir.
And you forget about that. I mean, you kind of take it for granted. Now, with that being said, it was a big deal. I mean, it was a big buzz around Lambeau Field. I thought the Packers came out, I mean, they played well. I thought Matt LaFleur had probably his best game plan ever.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
And I thought within that, Billy, when I said they're going to score, it was score's going to be 28-10. You go, well, how is it going to happen? I said, well, Aaron Rodgers got to buy in. And if he buys in, this team can score points. And that's what you saw. But now I'm not saying you can't audible and you can't do that. Mm-hmm. But I think it was a nice mix of both where you just felt they were on the same page.
Well, and we talked about it a lot last week, and you were right. Early on, they were going to give you the look, that they were going to give you the man-to-man that you wanted to take. You were going to have that chance. And it's about taking the calculated shots, the right. 2-3 shots. And we got to say this, he was on one last night.
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
on third down, 9 of 11 yeah. on third down. They were precise.
I think they were probably one of the worst third down teams in the NFL this mm-hmm. year. They're awful on third
sure.
down. But you're right, Billy. I mean, they hit it like no other. I mean, and I think they play one high safety for first and second down. Obvious passing situation, they had two guys back. And that's kind of the way they played it. But this is how you know when Aaron Rodgers buys into the game plan. Aaron Jones had 21 carries for like 60-some yards.
Mm-hmm.
Them hard yards, man.
They were. He was working for the runs that he
that's
got.
That's sticking with the run game, though, Billy. 21 carries.
Well, and two.
That's sticking with it because it's not working.
No.
It's not working.
And for you as a former running back, you see that first carry. What did he have, 15, 20
right.
yards on the first carry?
Right.
Like, oh, they're going to be able to run all day.
Right.
And then it was a grind the rest of the
they
way out.
They shut him down.
But they did keep with it, and it set everything
but
up.
But different other players, I mean, you can pull the stat sheet up. But he got some runs from
Tyler Irvin. A few.
They did some end arounds. Mm-hmm. I think Lazard got one. So he got would be LaFleur, got very creative in the run game and how he wanted to get some yards. He was still able to attack you with Aaron Jones, but got some chunk yards out of the other different players in the run game. It just was a great game plan.
That Tyler Irvin wrinkle, Gary. And 414-799-1250, you guys want to react with us right here on the Wendy's Big Show, you can. The Packers are 60 minutes away from going to a Super Bowl and having a chance to put one on the thumb. But they had new wrinkles left and right. Brian Gutekunst, some in-season moves that he made. Jared Valdir started and played every snap of that game with Bulaga going down.
He got housed a couple times over there, but
sure.
I'm okay.
But especially when you're getting housed by Jadeveon
yeah,
Clowney,
yeah.
those are
going to
happen. That inside move
right.
that he hit him with
Ooh,
in the second
Lord,
half, that,
yes,
was, that
yes.
was nasty.
I'm okay.
But they were able to go through, execute Irvin's a really nice wrinkle they had. And earlier on in the season, Gary, if I was going to tell you that a team was going to kick away from the return man of the Green Bay Packers, you would have laughed at us.
Right.
And he's added a totally different wrinkle, but they were able to go in there and execute. And Devontae Adams, Russell Wilson was tremendous yesterday, but
yeah,
I don't know
was.
About you, but Devontae Adams was the most dangerous player on the field yesterday.
Well, I mean,
8 catches, 160 yards, 2 touches.
I mean, Joel can call in today if he wants
to. At 414-799-1250. Gary's on the phone, so you're going to get your
yeah.
run.
Yeah, I'm running the phones today. I mean, Joel wants to trade him. Joe said we should trade Devontae Adams. And last night, you kind of saw, if you didn't think Devontae Adams was the number one, I think last night he showed you he's the number one receiver, if you didn't think that he was. The one, I mean, he was, Roger was throwing dimes. This joker here was running dimes. I mean, the slant, well, we call it a post corner, but it looked more like a short slant and then out. That was a work of art.
That was for the first touchdown?
And
you're
then
talking
he
about,
cut
yep.
it back.
Yep.
The run was probably better than the route. The touchdown run, Ben Fennell tweeted that out, put it out there, and that comment says, I think the run after the catch was probably better than the route. Because he cut that thing way back cross field because it took it to the house of 6. I mean, he was phenomenal last night. What did he had? 8 for 164 or something
yeah,
like
and,
that?
Yeah, and he abused number 21 in white. He had 8 catches on 11 targets for 160 yards and 2 touchdowns, averaged 20 a catch.
And you know, we did our – Leroy's talking about – we did our Spectrum News 1 hit today, and Leroy was talking about how we was there, and Leroy said something to the effect, how, you know that's all they got. Why aren't you taking them out the game? Well, I think it was scheme.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was scheme formation. The reason why you couldn't take them out of the game. They didn't expect it.
And they moved him around a lot
they
yesterday.
Moved, they motioned him. They moved him around a lot. No, and that Bill, and then they decided to load the box, right, to stop Aaron Jones. You mostly had one high safety most of the time, and they weren't really – the Detroit game, what they were doing, throwing bombs.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really do that. I mean, the one high safety they took advantage of, but they took advantage of it with nice, precise, short routes.
And the couple of times that it looked like Aaron was going to be able to cut it loose and try to go deep, it felt like he bailed on it a couple of times.
Yes.
On the play actions, rolling to the left.
Yes.
And he was almost – I mean, he was almost perfect on the third down plays, and we know that late on in the game. We'll go through the whole thing, and you can react with us as well. We'll get into the Niner game later on in the week. We got plenty of time for all that nonsense. But right now, you're sitting with 60 minutes away from – the game, the Super Bowl that we've waited for,
right,
and every aspect, Gary, I don't know about you, that was the most complete game I've seen them play all year long.
No, and that's what makes them a dangerous team. 414-799-1250. Guys, let's come on. Let's talk about this win that we just got last night. I mean, I thought what you saw last night is what can make them a dangerous team. Gone are the days Rodgers throwing for 300. I feel like if he throws for 300 or more, they lose because I think they're playing catch-up.
And he was 243 with two touchdowns, 16
that's
of 27.
It. That's
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful.
That's it. No interceptions. That's it. That's all you need from this guy.
But still, and this was the part of it that I was sitting in the seat freaking out after the second down play when they roll him out and he throws it away with 2 minutes and 13 seconds, whatever. I'm like, how are you not making them take one more timeout? Third and eight.
Yep.
Where does Matt LaFleur go?
Yep.
Put the ball in your best player's hands.
Yeah.
And they put it in 12 to 17.
Yeah.
Beautiful route.
Yes.
Beautiful ball. An absolute dime. And they were able to run out the clock on the Seahawks and never give the ball back to Russell Wilson because he was dynamic there in that second half.
Well, no, he was. I mean, Russell Wilson absolutely wore this team out in the second half. You saw it. Defense was gassed.
Yeah,
the pass
rush was gassed.
They had nothing left. They're giving you, I mean, it's the guy is Houdini back there, and you knew that was coming in, right? You knew he's got escapability, so you just got to do the best you can do. Big fella in the middle, nose guard, what's his name?
Kenny again? Clark? Or are you
Kenny
talking
Clark
about this? Yeah.
Had a sack where he missed the Joker,
mm-hmm.
Got up, went back at him again. I go, all right, big fella, that's the way you do it.
Because that's not easy for a 300-pounder to do.
It's not, but that's how you got to do this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He pushes you to play your best ball, and he's trying to take your heart from you, man. You got to be in shape. You got to have the fortitude, the want to. You got to dig down and go get this guy. Now, Garoppolo ain't going to pose those kind of tasks for you, but Russell would tire a defense out. And you saw those guys were tired in the second half. They were gassed.
And he made them play a whole 60 minutes. They had to earn every bit of that win yesterday, and they did. 28-23. They're on to San Francisco. They got a chance to play for the NFC title out in by the Bay next week. 5:40 start, same time, same channel. We'll be talking about it all week long, but we're here to react with you right now. The only show in the state talking Packers football in that win with two former Packers, and also, guys, giving you three different opportunities to put a grand in your hand, and maybe you could use that to get on out to San Francisco, because right now, early look, tickets about $375-$400.
That's not bad.
It's going to be worse to get yourself out there, but if they go out there and win, that would be worth it, no doubt about it. It's the Wendy's Big Show. Gary Ellerson on the phones today, so go on, say your piece, and react with a former Green Bay Packer, host of the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. Leroy Butler is in here as well. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. We were all up in Green Bay, and we're talking about it with you right here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Jones, touchdown Packers.
That's a sound on Fox yesterday as Aaron Jones plunged in for his second touchdown of the first half. That made it 21-3. But you knew you were going to play 60 minutes with the Seattle Seahawks, and the Packers outlast those guys from Seattle 28-23 last night. You got three opportunities to win $1,000 and react to the Packers going to the title game with two guys that played for the green and gold, one that played in a title game and knows all about going out to the Bay and playing the San Francisco 49ers. But 414-799-1250, Gary Ellerson, Bill Schmidt on the phones today is Gary Ellerson at 414-799-1250. 1250.
Yeah, let's talk about it, guys. Let's celebrate. Let's go out to the Mike on the south side. Mike, you're first up, 105.7 F in the Fan. Mike, what you got, buddy?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I found myself in the wee hours of the morning talking to Radio Joe about, you know, Seattle rode in on a bus with three wheels and a flap and still gave a good fight. My point is that Jimmy Graham,
yeah,
instead of earlier in the season, I wanted Mike Daniels. I don't know why.
Yep.
But then I think about it, Mike Daniels would have been standing on the sideline
all year.
Mm-hmm. Now, that $10 million for those two catches, that may sound like a lot in the NFL, but that might have got them to the next round. Don't you agree?
No, no doubt about it.
And real quick about, like, the other free agents, like Khalil Mack. Well, management said, well, here's the Smiths. And then everyone wanted Le'Veon Bell, and they said, well, here's Aaron Jones. And no time big receiver that everyone wanted to sign. We got Devontae Adams. It's like, you know, here's our team. They're on the field. Let's go. Go Pack, and thanks for taking the call, guys.
Yeah, Mike, Mike, you keep calling anytime you want. We got you, bro. Listen, I can't drop him, Billy.
Oh, you can't? Here we go. I got you. I got you here.
Drop Mike.
There we go. He's gone.
Let's start with Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham, I don't know if you have the sound, said that Rodgers came up to him and said, we need you, or something to that effect. Or
sure.
You, or something. And so when 12 comes to you and bro, go, hey, this is going to be a big game.
We need you here.
We need you here, man. And I'm coming to you early and often. You're going to make some big plays. This, I mean, so that helps.
Mm-hmm. 100% it does.
That helps.
And especially, and you can speak to this, when it's the dude that you've seen and played against for that long, you respect
right.
a different amount.
Right.
And when he walks up to you and says a team needs you, you know that you need to make a big time play.
Me, and, you know, told me he needed me. So, you know, I just made sure I was right. And, you know, made sure that I brought the juice and brought the energy. But, you know, I mean, the guys did awesome tonight. You know, it was a true team effort, you know, going out there. And, you know, our fans were amazing playing at home. It's just a special one. It really is. And you know, now we have the opportunity to, you know, be one away from, you know, going back home to Miami.
And he was doing that, at Gary, against his former team.
Never talked. Doesn't talk to the media. He was feeling some type of way last night
mm-hmm.
to come out and say, well, you know, Aaron came up to say, man, we need you, bro. And but that's what he's a veteran in his league, right? So sometimes he's an all-pro. I think he could be a Hall of Famer. Sometimes you have to go to a guy and conjure up, man, we know you got something left in the tank. That's why you're here. I'm coming to you. I need you. And you saw... He's not what Jimmy Graham used to be back. Not because he was in New Orleans.
He was in New Orleans first.
That Jimmy
that's
Graham.
That's when he was electric.
Right, because he wasn't even the same guy in Seattle.
No. And they kind of changed his game. They tried to make him just a box-in tight end that was going to block.
Right.
That's not his game. His game is going out there. And is Jimmy Graham going to be here next year?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know.
But for what they had right now,
these last
he's
two games,
making himself a case.
These last two games going to dictate whether he can come in or not. I think that's how
yes.
I see it. Jay Sternberger, you've seen a little taste,
mm-hmm.
little taste of him.
I like yeah, the aggressiveness he's got. He's got a little nasty to him.
And then lastly, let me just hit this with Mike. That Khalil Mack trade, that deal that y'all wanted Martin Murphy to do, looking like a genius.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you're talking about four guys that started and Adrian Amos goes out yesterday and plays, you know, his game. The Smith brothers, each with two sacks, and Billy Turner led the team in snaps played this year. I mean, what they did, four out of four. Remember when you and I were sitting in Arizona the day that they signed all four of these guys?
Yes.
And we're looking at each other like, I mean, I know who they are.
Right.
They're nice players.
Nice.
We'll see if they can play.
We'll see.
And never did you think they were going to take this team 60 minutes away from a title.
Because I don't think either one of these guys had double-digit sacks, I think, in their career. I mean, we'll go back and look at them, but I don't think either one of them had.
No, and they both had shown flashes, but they mm-hmm. weren't the guy.
No.
And then they were brought in here and said, go be the dudes
right.
and go take us there. There was some comments that Za'Darius Smith had last night about Aaron Rodgers, similar to what Jimmy Graham said. He walked up and said, I need you a little bit more. They got a little misconstrued. We'll get into those a little bit later, but let's get some more reaction at 414-799-1250.
Let's go, Jay, on the north side. Jay, you up next, 105.7 FM, the Fan. Jay, what you got, buddy? Jay, what you got?
Hey, I just wanted to be in this moment and celebrate, man. I you know, I was a big I've been a big critic of Aaron. I'm still a fan, but a big critic of Aaron.
Well, you know what, Jay? There's nothing wrong with being a critic.
No.
Right. That's true.
As long as you keep it 100.
And like I say, you know, I'm still a fan, even though I'm very critical of the team, and it's probably because I love the team as much as I do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But yesterday, I gotta say, I did appreciate it. Did look like he bought in because, you know, he wasn't always going for that long ball. He wasn't always trying to hit that home run. He was taking what the defense gave him, especially on third down, which was real important. And I think the whole team on both sides of the ball just played probably one of the few complete games that they played all year. I was really impressed.
Yeah, thanks for your phone call, Jay. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and you know, J.K. Scott had a little lull.
Mm-hmm.
Now feels like he's back to where he needs to be.
He pinned Seattle back deep a few different times. That was big for them. And making Russell Wilson go the full length, because he showed you can get 30, 40 yards.
Right.
They played the field position game yesterday, too. Yeah. That sack that Aaron took against the Griffin brothers from Seattle was tough because it knocks you out of range.
Right.
But, Gary, I don't know if they kicked that field goal there. And if they don't, just take J.K. Scott and try to pin you back deep again.
That was
what they were on. No doubt about
it. That was the game. That's how well they play. Let's go to Joel on the south side. Joel, you're up next on 105.7 FNF. Hey, Joel.
Hey.
You still want to trade Devontae?
Okay. All right, he had a great game, and Aaron Rodgers clearly only trusts him and Jimmy. So with that being said, yeah, you can't trade him because who's he going to throw to? Yes, I would like him to play within the system, but it's going to take a lot to get a stubborn Aaron Rodgers to play within the system. But to me, next week against the Niners, I feel like they have to play a perfect game. But when I say perfect game, really what I mean is perfect first series, because if they can play on their terms, and I've said this all year, a different team now. They don't come from behind like they used to, not like Seattle can. If they can take the ball first, I know they like to defer, but they just have to risk taking the ball if they win the flip. I know it's going to be a tough crowd, an amped up defense, NFC championship game, but if they can score first against the Niners, they can win that game. They can play on their terms, similar to the Titans going to Baltimore. They got up on Baltimore, and Baltimore is not used to that. When they play from ahead, you can't beat them. Same with the Niners. If they're playing from ahead, you can't beat them. But I like the Packers in a game against the Niners if they can play up on their terms. The Smith brothers can get after Garoppolo. The Packers on offense can remain balanced. But if Rodgers is having to drop back, you know, 35, 40 times.
It's not going
to
happen.
Defense, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So they have to go against what they normally do. They normally want to defer. They like to score at the end of the half, get the ball in the second half, and try to score again. But it might be too late at that point. So I think they just have to, similar to Seattle, and I know it's easier on a home game when you get the ball first to go down and score, much like they did, but they just have to risk that, going against a tough defense on the road, NFC Championship game, taking the ball first, and going down and score.
No doubt about it. Thanks for the phone call, Joe.
Playing from ahead was key, and we talked about it on Friday from Stennis, right?
That's how they're going to win it.
And in San Francisco, it's even bigger, Gary. We've talked about Matt LaFleur being able to be dynamic and settle into his game the way that he's wanted to. The way they do that is running the football and establishing. In San Francisco, they got away from the game plan. Aaron threw it almost 50 times in that game.
Early.
And you spotted him 7 points on the fumble. It was a weird game.
I just don't think the coaching staff, to me, wasn't ready either.
No, I agree with you. I think they got out-coached. I think everything that was going on with the family and with the ties
all that,
it all
and
got
it was
clouded.
First time.
Yes, it was.
It got clouded.
Mm-hmm. It got clouded. So now you get a chance to go and redeem yourself. And you can talk about it being on the field, and LeRoy can too, but just getting on the field for this opportunity, this is what you would have asked for. Like, this is all you can ask for is one opportunity to be 60 minutes away.
Well, see, here's what they got. They're a dangerous team.
Mm-hmm.
They're a dangerous team because Aaron Rodgers can be, still be, Aaron Rodgers.
And you saw that yesterday.
The problem is that you didn't know if he could buy into the system and still be Aaron Rodgers. I think you saw yesterday, last night, and we saw it without Devontae, where he bought into the system and was able to still be Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he dropped a dime to Jimmy Graham. Okay? You hear what I'm saying?
That last one to Devontae Adams on the 3rd and 8 was just put in a bucket.
Dropped a dime to Devontae Adams on that. I mean,
even the ball to Geronimo Allison in the middle of the field for that first down.
But it wasn't a great throw, but I like Geronimo Allison going down and getting it.
You know, dude, that I mean? You didn't think was going to see many targets anymore.
No, and I was so pissed off all weekend long, Billy, because I was seeing all these receivers, that Debo guy, the Titans got some young
AJ
guy,
Brown.
Young receiver.
Teammate of Metcalf at Ole Miss last year.
I saw like 4 or 5 young receivers.
Hollywood Brown with a big catch. Brown,
all these guys making plays. We can't get a young receiver to make a doggone play. I was just upset. But there's Geronimo Brown. Not Geronimo Brown. Geronimo Allison. Great catch. MVS sighting.
Yep.
I mean, that's what you got to have. Now, I know you're going to be heavy loaded to Devontae as well as you should. But you still got to have some of these other guys do something for you.
And we'll talk about it all week long. But this week might be the most important that everybody else is going to have to step up, because there's going to be one guy that's already got a gold jacket fit for him on that San Francisco defense that's going to see a lot of Devontae Adams this week. 414-799-1250.
Let's go to Bill. He says he's out there in Green Bush. Bill, you up next, 105.7 FM The Fan. Bill, what you got, man?
Hey, thanks for talking to me, guys.
Yeah.
First of all, let me say I was a non-believer. I didn't think this team could go 500. So my hat's off to LaFleur and the job he's done. He's taken a bunch of average talent at best, with a few exceptions. He's turned them into a NFC championship caliber team, and they have no chance in hell to win in San Francisco.
Appreciate the call, Bill.
I thought he says, did he say he was a non-believer?
He said he was a non-believer early. And apparently still a non-believer because he doesn't think they have a chance to beat San Francisco. I don't care if you think they do or they don't. They're going to have as equal of a chance to win that football game as they do. They open as 7-point dogs.
Right.
And rightfully
so. That's big. That's a big number. But Bill, this was what we were all thinking. Can they get hot? Can they get hot? Can they play within the system that we know what it looks like? So when we saw San Fran go play, we're like, okay, that's what it looks like. Garoppolo, boom, boom, boom. Now, Garoppolo's going to give you an opportunity to get a couple picks.
Gave Minnesota a few more than they took advantage of.
But he gets the ball out of his hands. Boom, boom, boom. They got that running game, right? Boom. I mean, it all looks the same. That's what this offense looks like. That's what Aaron Rodgers looked like within this offense yesterday. And we all know that Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Garoppolo.
He's the most dangerous game manager left. He's the most dangerous guy.
Yeah.
Because he can still make those plays when he needs to be special and to be dynamic and be able to take the defense away and take something away from somebody else, be able to manipulate the number one matchup. They saw 21 over on the outside guarding Devontae Adams, and he put on a route-running clinic yesterday. Devontae was on one. Aaron was on one. Za'Darius Smith was on one in the first half, and the Packers get it done, 28-23. They're 60 minutes away from a chance to go to the Super Bowl. We'll talk to somebody that's won a couple of playoff games, and he knows exactly what it's like to play out in San Francisco. Leroy Butler joins us next, but first, J&J Contractors with my friend Gary Ellison.
And they're always on one. My good friend's over at J&J Contractors. Guys, you want to renovate your house, redo your kitchen cabinets, countertops, bathroom, like that double sink that they have, that dual sink, his and hers, Leroy. I mean, they can get that done for you. Livable space. Say all of a sudden, you may be 40 years old and your wife, I'm pregnant, and you only had a 2-bedroom house, right? Your oldest kid's 25. I mean, you think you're done, and I'm pregnant. She's 40. She's getting ready to have a baby.
Should have got that cord snapped.
Right. Should have got it, but you didn't do it. You were playing with, what you were playing with.
Thought you were playing with house money.
Yeah, but
now there's no more money for the house.
No. Now you got to go renovate your house. Now you got to go add on some livable space. Well, my good friends over at Jay and Jay Contracts can get that done, guys. Call them up today. Ask for Jason at J&J Contractors.
We'll hear from Leroy Butler as well as you at 414-799-1250. Your reaction to the Packers 60 minutes away from a chance at a title and 2 minutes away from your chance at $1,000. It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Second down and 6.
With 18.
Pass wide open. Adams makes a catch. Makes a move. Sprinting for the end zone.
That's Devontae Adams, the one where he put 21 in a straight spin cycle on the outside. Devontae Adams houses one from 40 out. That made it 28-10, and if that would have been the final, our former Badger and Packer running back, Gary Ellerson, would have looked like an absolute swami. But 28-23, Gary, that was pretty dang close, and you guys were able to party yesterday on the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show from Hinterland. Listening to some of that on the way home, sounded like people were enjoying themselves at Hinterland before, during, and after the show with plenty of lubrication would be the best way to put it. It sounded like people were feeling like a Christmas tree last night there at Hinterland. That was a party. That was a party.
Well, they had a, you know what? The great thing about that yesterday is because you do a lot of people watching.
Yeah, for sure.
Drunk people were happy. They were happy.
Nothing better
people.
Than drunk, happy people.
I mean, everybody was drunk but happy.
Mm-hmm. Hugging each other.
Hugging, smiling,
high fiving.
Talking to us.
Yes.
Last night, Billy, was the first time I felt like maybe a rock star in Hinterland. They had to tape us off. They had to get a rope. They had to get a rope with some pylons and stuff, put all the way around the doggone desk. At Hinterland last night.
And people walking up, Gary, I told you.
And they leaning over. And here's one thing I don't understand. Like, if I got my headphones on and I'm talking into a microphone, doesn't that tell you I can't hear you?
Right. Or that I can't have a conversation with you?
And we had like four or five guys who just came by, shook our hands like every 15 minutes and smiling. Beer in the hand. Little spillage, you know, because it was shaking, excited. Little spillage. So the folks there for Hinterland had to come over and say, hey, we gotta rope this off. It's just getting a little bit too much. I say, hey, here's a good thing about it. It's happy drunk people.
Yes, yes,
and
yes,
there's
yes,
a difference.
Yes. If Russell Wilson would have gotten the football back, though,
that'd
in that fourth
mad.
Quarter, there would have been some angry drunk people.
Yeah.
And walking out of the stadium last night was the chance of Go Pack go all the way through the state. It was electric in there. Leroy Butler from Milwaukee's preferred personal injury attorney, Collarson, Blau, and Clemens. Get the injury settlement you deserve. 414-342-1000. I'm getting a lot of points, so that means go to the wallet book. Your opportunity at $1,000 right now here on the fan with a signing bonus. Texas Hours Cash keyword snow. SOW SNOW. SNOW snow. Text that to 72881. Message data rates do apply. Your next chance at $1,000 in the 3 and 4 o'clock hours. Leroy, you were up there yesterday. Saw you giving some people some tours before the game.
Yeah, I ran into Mike.
It was an electric atmosphere.
Yeah, I ran into Mike. Mike is like, I said, Mike, you can't just jump on my tour for free.
Yeah, he was
man.
Taking pictures and everything. He was just in there. He
yeah,
was ready to
man.
Rock and roll.
I might have to send him an invoice, cuz. He can't be doing that.
Well, not doing anything for free over here with Leap 36.
The Seahawks fans, they were nice people. I mean, they were. I guess Russell Wilson makes people like that. But as far as the game is concerned, to me, there's a few things I took away from it. Aaron Rodgers was amazing, man. The third down passing is something that hasn't been that great over this year,
sure.
2019, 2020. But he was flawless, man, especially down the stretch. Those three first downs. I mean, three throws that maybe it was a little off. But that's the only reason why you're going to the next round because of him, really. I mean, because if he's off a little bit, it's a wrap. Because Russell Wilson was on it, okay?
In that second half,
he was on
hot.
It, man. He said, I'm going to do it by myself. I'm going to do it by myself. I can't rely on anybody else. And that's what Aaron Rodgers did. And that's why when people say about San Francisco, and we're going to be breaking that game down all week on the fan, but it's about quarterback play, man. Listen, Lamar Jackson, you got to play good, man. You got to step. You can't throw two picks. Can't fumble.
Can't fumble.
Can't do it, you know? Deshaun Watson, when you get a 24-0 lead, it's a wrap. But if you leave the door open for, you know, Mahomes to throw for 5 touchdowns, hey, man, this is going to happen. So, again, the response to get it when Seattle came down and scored, the offense went right down and scored. Okay, I see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what – I mean, LaFleur had a great game plan, man. But if you go back and look at the way that Philly played them – their tight ends were open, but they didn't have a quarterback. So that's why Jimmy Graham was implemented into the offense. That last third down, the one he got the third down, it was just an unbelievable design. Me and Gary talking about it today on Spectrum News 1, and that was one of the plays we looked at, the way he came underneath a guy going vertical. He was open. But that same throw, Aaron missed Tonyan early in the year. He didn't miss this time. So my thing is, Jimmy Garoppolo has never hosted an NFC title game. He's never hosted one. So to him, it's going to be new.
As a starter.
Yeah.
Because he's been around this atmosphere.
That don't count.
That doesn't count? Because,
nah.
I mean, he's been there for Super Bowls, title games, playoffs.
Listen, when you win a Super Bowl ring and you're on the bench, you ain't got no Super Bowl experience. All the little things, the lanyards.
You know what the week's like, though.
You don't know nothing what it means back when they introduce your name and you got 80,000 people counting on you. That's what I'm talking about.
Sure.
The Colin Kaepernick, when we went out there for them playoff games.
But even more so, I think, Leroy, even more so by being a quarterback. The quarterback has such a big spotlight on him.
Yes.
Highest paid guy.
I mean, Leroy's been there, but I'm just speaking for, I mean, the quarterback has a lot of weight. And sometimes you have some part-time players who share a position, but that quarterback has so much weight on him.
Under the microscope.
I mean, he's the guy. I mean, he's got it right. He's been there, but Tom, he was on the clipboard, right?
Yeah. No doubt about it.
I mean, he knew he wasn't going to go in. I mean, you know what I mean? Tom Brady was going to have to be dragged off that field in order for him to go. Now, he may have got in there and got a handoff or something, but, I mean, I do agree with Leroy in that doesn't really have an experience. Yes, he's been there, done that, did that on a big stage. But when you're going to go in there, and now you got to say, check, 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 green 95, because that's not the play.
That 25-second play clock is different when you're on the sidelines than when you're
probably feels like five seconds.
Standing there on the side.
He's going to look over there and see Steve Young, Joe Montana, Dwight Clark,
by the way.
You're going to see all these guys. They're going to be folding their arms, right, Garrett, expecting you to go perform.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, it may get to some people. Can't get to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers hasn't been through all that, cuz. Aaron Rodgers got to look at like me and Gary. I mean, that's not intimidating. He just know that.
But
this is my point is this. When you're hosting, it's different. When you're on the road, now if Garoppolo was going on the road, it's not as much pressure. Because people ain't expecting you. But people expecting this guy to play out of his mind.
Well, just ask Patrick Mahomes what the difference is hosting the AFC title game last year against Tom Brady when he saw him walk in. There's a different feeling when you're hosting and you don't perform and you don't finish the job.
Yeah.
When you're at home, I mean, they're a 7-point favorite for a reason. And they've earned the right to be a 7-point favorite.
And their coach has been in championship games.
But
Shanahan ain't never put no game plan together the way he was the man out there.
Right.
He was probably part of a staff.
Well, I mean, he put a good enough game plan up to be up 28-3.
28-3,
but just couldn't salt it away.
But I didn't put that on him because he wasn't the head man. That's on Quinn. I'm saying when you're the man, that head coach. Now, LaFleur, the same thing now. He never played it. I mean, same thing, but he can fall back on the quarterback. If I get stuck, Aaron, step in. If I'm like, hey, man, looking at the call sheet, Gary, covering the mouth and go, I don't know what to call because what you got. Hey, man, I got this, da-da-da-da-da. That helps. But he can't do that with Garoppolo. Garoppolo, I'm like, man, you the coach, tell me what to do. Man, I ain't never been out. You see all the trucks, all the satellites. You see all the stars. Everybody got on fur coats and it's 60. They got on fur coats. Yeah, they got their boots.
Mink. Where it's in San Fran.
Yeah.
I mean, Lil Wayne had a fur coat on last night.
Lil Wayne should have. It was 19 degrees.
Let me give my Lil Wayne story here real quick. So, we know Lil Wayne in the building, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting next to my boy, Marquise, over there. He's from another station. And Marquise said, man, it sure would be funny Lil Wayne come out to roll out the barrel. And we all just started laughing. This pregame. We know he in the house because he's got the Devontae Adams jersey, so it's circulating all around. Mm-hmm. And we just cracked. I mean, you know, Lil Wayne coming out with a roll out the barricades. He ain't coming out.
Maybe green and yellow, but he's not coming out here to do a polka.
They're probably going to do green and yellow. I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
You know they're doing green and yellow when they show him. Because he's going to be up in the booth. Yep. He's going to be up in the booth.
Yep.
They're going to show him. They're going to hit the green and yellow. Man, next thing you know, was that about third quarter? They had that Joker. And we didn't even see that Joker out on the field with the roll out the barrel. And Billy, if you go back and watch the video.
Video.
You can see the video actually on my Instagram if you want to. That's Gary Austin. Go see the video if you want to on my Instagram. I got it up there. Billy. So they had him lead the poker. And then he was going to walk off. Lay said, no, hey, go on back out there.
Get back out there.
We're going to put the
lyrics up
the
there.
Lyrics
you know
up there. You know, just, man, that had to be too fun. You think Lil Wayne can do a rap on Roll Out the Barrel?
I mean, I don't know. This is pretty platinum, but. This verse, Steelers, that's nothing. That Super Bowl ring, that's nothing. That's no polka. That's no polka. he was electric though. People loved when they saw Lil Wayne
man,
come in.
Man, we see Lil Wayne come up in there, man. I tell you what, I'm gonna say this again. It was electric. It was very magical.
It was crazy.
A lot of stars, big name stars, players out of that game last night. Let's take a phone call. Let me go to Bob in Minneapolis. Bob, you up next? 105.7 FM in the Fan. Bob, what you got, buddy?
Well, this weekend was good for me. I tell you, Saturday when I went to bowling league. Bowling league on Saturday night after the Viking game. Mm-hmm. No one was lipping off. I know if Vikings won, I would have heard a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, Minneapolis. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I was glad about that. Well, what's wonderful is to see the adjustments. I loved the game. It was good to see, and like you guys were mentioning, how tired that defense was, and they kept fighting. I mean, Russell Wilson is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and they kept fighting. They kept going at him. Garoppolo might have trouble with that. The other thing is, for anybody who is complaining about Rodgers, watch that game. To me, Rodgers reminded me of Elway or Manning when they weren't at the top of their game, but they still could be ninjas. And obviously Rodgers could be that. Rodgers showed that he still has got it when he needs it.
Appreciate it, Bob.
Thanks for the phone call, Bob.
There's definitely still that in him. And Leroy, you were calling for it all week last week, saying we were going to need to see something different. And that was different than what we've seen all year long from Aaron Rodgers.
So I think the game plan, too, you buy into the fact that I'll let you know when it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can do your thing. Because I'm never, it's safe to say, I'm never going to be a defensive coordinator in the NFL.
Yeah, I think that's pretty safe to say at this point.
You're right.
Sadly, yeah.
But I'd be darn it. If I'm going to let your best player hit me for 8 catches for 160 and 2 touchdowns, this ain't going to happen because I'm going to, especially when Lazard goes out. Hey, man, how good is 81, 16, 80? That's who's going to be open.
But
won't
guys,
be Devontae.
They had two on Devontae on that slant that he cooked
not
him up for that
time,
first touchdown.
But I'm going to tell you that one time, the one time that he was one-on-one, I said to myself, 17, it can't be jammed. It just can't. We were talking about who run the best routes of the 90s, and I said it was, you know, Isaac Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Also Hall of Fame finalist.
Devontae runs the best pure routes that it'll beat a double team if you get a little nosy. It really will.
Mm-hmm.
But the integrity of the defense means why would you commit to a guy you leave in another area open? And that's when Aaron Rodgers, who threw the check down a couple of times, I thought that's what's really frustrated them. Hey, I'll take these 5. I'll take these 5 yards. Next thing you know, they got a little frustrated. Got the one-on-one. Now you can go down the field if you want. But it just seemed like the starting fast really helped.
They have now won 6 straight games. Last time they lost was out in San Francisco. Are the Packers able to go out there and get one win to get to Miami? We're breaking it down and taking you up to kickoff here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. 414-799-1250. We're reacting to the Packers heading and booking their ticket to the NFC title game. The only show in the state with two foreign Packers. Gary Ellerson's on the phones at 414-799-1250. We're back right after this on The Fan.
Toasty Pop-Tarts. Yeah, you know what it is. I'm a cheesehead, God.
Watch out for deer on your ride home tonight. Tell your folks I says hi.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink my beer to the green and gold. I'm gonna scream till I can't no more. I'm gonna drink my beer to the green and gold. I'm gonna scream till I can't no more.
I got the cooler in the bag.
On The Fan, 12 at the AM, 105.7 FM. That's, boy, Charlie Barron's. We're going to hear a lot of this song, Gary.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to hear a lot of this song. Dan Plucker just hates it over on the other. Man, this dude just despises this. This has got Leroy Butler lipping just written all over it.
What's that?
Little Old Town Road remix.
I like that. Song of the year last year. Easy song of the year. I like that.
Come on.
Y'all just play them all back. Won't you pull up some of that Leap Into the Stands or whatever with your boy?
Can we get Bonkers too?
No.
No, we can't get Bonkers. No, we can't do Bonkers.
No, stop. Leroy.
No,
stop. Y'all just going to play certain
Gary,
people music and ain't going
to
play
go to a phone
music.
Call after that. 414-799-1250. We're reacting after the Packers.
I got some Bonkers for you.
Book it to the title game. Chance at
like
San Fran
song,
to go
Bonkers.
To Miami.
I know
we're talking
can.
About it here on the fan with two forward
Bucks,
Packers.
This ain't the Bucks right now. We're talking about the Packers.
We can do both.
No, we can't.
Not
we,
this.
Not today.
Not today.
Not
y'all
today.
Not today. We're
let's
not
go
playing
to Ram.
Bonkers.
Let's go to Ram on the north side. Ram, you up next, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ram, what you got, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Gary?
All right, Bob.
Leroy, mm-hmm. You want to get that gold jacket?
Yeah.
You got to get an energy drink, too, man.
Who, Leroy?
Yeah, I need to work
yeah
on
man. Something like Leap 36 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be drinking it.
People, Gary. Mm-hmm. Drink,
I maybe I'll get something going for
Gary
him.
Gary may put bourbon in it, though. So
no, I ain't going to put no bourbon in, because, you know,
hey,
I'm...
Steve Palak could be upset.
Hey, yeah, Gary, he but yeah. That song, Bonkers, Leary Talk,
yeah.
Next time you say that, turn his mic off.
Come on, Ram. That's my jam, man.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Hey, but you know, a good song would be LL Cool J Going Back to Cali.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one, Ram.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a good
that
one,
is.
My brother.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Y'all got to give me some points on that one.
We could just did.
Yeah. But, hey, man, Gary, but
yeah.
Leroy and Baby T.
Ram.
Man, why we know Aaron got the DNA clutch gene, man.
Come on with it.
Stop playing, man. Come on. We in the playoffs. We know Aaron got the clutch gene, man. That's what we saw yesterday, what we used to seeing. He not letting nobody come up in the house and take one out of his mouth. No. Nope.
Ain't happening.
No, ain't happening, man. Yeah, now you going back home? And Devontae going back home?
Right.
Ooh.
Well, and David Bakhtiari's going back home. He's from the Bay Area, too.
Right. I'm just saying, baby.
But, Ram, think about this now. Gary made this point. I think it's a good point. The first time they play, okay, I get it. My brother-in-law's there. My cousin's there. I'm happy to be head coach. We've said hi, ate dinner together.
Yeah.
That ain't happening no more.
No.
That's past now. Let's get to business.
Regular season.
Right.
You know, Aaron Rodgers once said, I'm going to hang up. He said, in the regular season, he said, you earn your paycheck. In the playoffs, you build your legendary status.
Mm-hmm.
That's 100.
I'm out.
And he had a chance to build it there, no doubt about it. And, I think a good question about it later on in the week, and we'll dissect every part of it. This might be his best chance to go get the second ring,
well,
right?
He's going to be judged harshly.
Yes, because, guys, I mean, they lose this one, and he's 1-3 in NFC title games.
Yes.
So you're going
to
get judged on that. Yes, it is. And 2014, they were an 8.5-point dog in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
2016, however great that run was, they won whatever it was, 8 straight games. He was ungodly. You knew they didn't have enough to beat Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
They're not on paper the better team.
They're not.
But you can see the way they win this game
it's
here on Sunday.
It's going to be the loss is going to go on Rodgers.
100%.
Now, if you remember.
And that's the position you
10
play.
10 years from now, it'll be a loss if you remember the game. But so say Rodgers, you know, does everything he's supposed to do to help them win, it's going to be on him because that's how most quarterbacks are judged by these.
And that's the position.
Big moments. That's just the way it works out. Here's fair or unfair.
Here's how it's set up for me because me and Gary try to be scientists this week and dissecting this thing. They should have took him number one. Okay, let's just we're in the barbershop.
Yeah.
Okay, we're in the barbershop. Okay, they didn't do it. Thank you, Jesus. We're glad to have him. But the Colin Kaepernick thing, okay? Now, the T.O. catch, okay?
I wasn't going to bring it up.
The Jerry Rice fumble.
I wasn't going to bring it up. You did.
We could put all that to bed. If you beat these guys to go to the Super Bowl, this team, not another team. No. This team, the one team that you got a chip on your shoulder. The one team.
It's not a chip, Roy. It's a whole bag of ruffles.
Hold it, man. Hold it. If you beat them, or when you beat them, that's for the culture. We done,
son.
That's not even a mic drop. That throw the mic down. I'm going to the Super Bowl on your back.
The synergy is starting to line
up,
guys.
I'm serious, man. This is a leap year, okay?
Yes, we know that. 2020, baby.
What is more perfect?
More perfect.
To go to the Super Bowl in 2020 when me and Gary going to be in Miami.
And the 100th year of the NFL.
And you rematch beat the first one Super Bowl. Team that you tossed and turned in your big mansion to say they messed up.
And you grew up loving. You grew up idolizing.
How can you pass on me? Stop it. Hey, man, I'm sitting in the green room that ain't even green.
What color is the room?
I don't even know, cuz. That's for rich folk.
It'll be blue.
Aaron said to himself, self, they didn't get me. I'm going to get them one day. This the time to get them.
How disappointed are you that you will not be a 49er?
Not as disappointed as the 49ers will be that they
100! Play that again, man. How disappointed
are you that you will not be a 49er?
Not as disappointed as the 49ers will be that they didn't draft me.
Claude Hammer.
Let's go to Big Luke in Brookfield. Big Luke, you're up next. 157F in the fan. Big Luke, what you got, man?
Big Luke, what you got, Kyle?
Hey, what up? What up, Big E? And how you doing, Leap 36?
Everything
Big
good, God, my man. Brother.
Man, I just got back down from Lambeau. What an energy yesterday in the stadium.
It
gotta
was awesome.
Say.
It was awesome.
I haven't felt that energy since 2007 NFC Championship game, bro.
And, that's 100.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, while everybody want to talk about the offense, I just want to mention that blitz Jair had on that two-point conversion.
Very nice.
What a critical play.
Yep.
What a great decision by Penton to send him at that time. And otherwise, it's going to be a three-point game. Could change things, as you know. And I think also Preston went down in the fourth quarter momentarily. And I just love the dog in this team, the fight in this team, because, you know, that sack he made, making it fourth and 11, forcing him to punt. I mean, if it's fourth and five there, they might go for that play. And you can feel in the stadium that tension because Russell Wilson's a hell of a player. Everybody knows that. And, man, I'm just looking forward to going back to Cali and showing them what's up, man.
All right, Big Luke, thanks.
Let y'all discuss.
Thanks, boss. Appreciate it.
He right about that because how many times you've seen a guy come in to psych number three and he spins out?
We didn't see him.
Didn't even see him.
If you go back and watch that play.
I said he finished spin out.
But Leroy, there was nobody. There was no receiver threat to his side.
Yeah, it was a slot.
I mean, it was a perfect play call.
Yeah, it was.
And they knew that it had to be Marshawn that had to block him. And you knew that he didn't see it.
No.
And you saw Marshawn Lynch put the hands up on the head right away.
Perfect play call.
He knew he missed it. And it was. It was a perfect play call. Perfect time. Mm-hmm. Let's grab one more. We're going to hear from Matt LaFleur live on the other side of this break.
Let's go to Trail on the North Side. Trail, you up next. 157 up in the fan. T, what you got, man?
Hey, what's going on with you, gentlemen?
Yeah. All right, man.
Man, you know, Rodgers was phenomenal last night, man.
Yeah, it was.
I seen that clutch performer that I'm used to seeing in Lambeau. The throws that he was making. That throw on third and eight to Devontae Adams, that fade route that Rodgers came. It was supposed to be a slant, but when he seen the defense is in, he audible and made the fade. Man, that throw he put in Devontae Adams' basket, man. Ain't many quarterbacks in the league can make that throw, man. That was sent right there. All he had to do was open his arms. It just fell right up in there, man.
Right.
Lovely throw. I would say, man, like that clip that you played, Leroy, that's gold. That's gold right there. If I was somebody, I would play something like that to Rodgers just for him to hear that this week.
I'm serious, man. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Like I said, Gary, last night, the Packers will have a chance to win. I like LaFleur's attitude with him talking about them going back down there for redemption. Also, Rex Ryan earlier was talking about when Peyton was the defensive coordinator in the Jets, the Patriots beat them 44-3 in the regular season, and then they went and beat them in the playoffs. He was talking about how he thinks Peyton's going to approach that game. I hope that does be the case. But all else fails, everything that I don't say, if they do not match the physicality of the 49ers, they're not going to beat them.
Right, no doubt.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's going to be in the trenches, right? Our O-line, they D-line.
And when I found out Bulaga wasn't going to play because he was sick, I said, Claude, have mercy.
Yeah,
but
we all
how
did.
You say Valdir or whatever
Valdir.
Name
yeah, you
yeah,
had him.
Both of those guys. Hey, man, he has to play because I don't know if I want to see him against the Bosa boys. I don't. I need to have
mm-hmm. Yeah. Bulaga. And Brian Bulaga, if you remember, went down in that game when it was still a game, when it was still a two-score game, and then Nick Bosa abused him. So
they moved Bosa around. So they got to be prepared. Yes. I don't think they were prepared for
number
that.
Number 70 was out there.
Eric Armstead is a baller. I mean, they have a lot of big-time guys. DeForest Buckner.
They've got the linebacker. He's back now.
Quan Alexander's back as well. D Ford looked fresh on Saturday.
That's not the guy that's giving me – make me take my Metamucil, though. The guy that got me taking my Metamucil is Warner, the 54, the middle linebacker. He gets on my nerves.
That's funny because you didn't even mention the one that's giving me headaches.
Which one do you want?
I'll give you that after we hear from Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur also has an update on Brian Bulaga when we return. Matt LaFleur steps to the podium. The head coach of the Green Bay Packers as they get ready for a chance at the title game next here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.